Good morning and welcome to ASI's live radio show from Dallas. How's everyone doing this morning?
Woo!
We're glad to see you all out here today. We have a great show planned for you. Right before the show opens, we're going to give away some cold, hard cash in a few minutes. I'm Melinda Lygos. I'm editor-in-chief of ASI's magazine. I'd like to introduce our radio cast. We have Andy Cohn, editor of Counselor Magazine, here this morning.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there?
And with the new hairdo, we've got Tim Andrews, president and CEO of ASI.
Hey, Melinda. Good morning.
And we've got our illustrious publisher, Rich Fairfield. How are you?
Great.
We have Joe Haley, managing editor, reporting from the show floor. How are you this morning, Joe?
I am fantastic.
Fantastic. And, of course, we have our great tech team right over here, Steve Hawk and Samantha Tucker. Good morning, guys. Just a few minutes, we're going to play a little game show. But first of all, Joe, tell us what else is on tap for today's show.
Well, Melinda, we have some of our best industry prognosticators looking into their crystal ball and giving their predictions for 09. We also have some great elevator pitches, and Andy's going to tell you about some entrepreneur strategies he's learned from Ken Blanchard. We also got another great game show today, and we're going to look at hot markets for 09. We also have special guest Cliff Quicksilver, and he's going to tell distributors creative ways to market themselves. All this and the industry news, Andy.
Thank you, Joe. Well, Jack Teague, the general manager of BitGraphic USA and the current Counselor Person of the Year, has just announced his retirement. The move is effective March 1st. Mark Ruge has now been appointed general manager of sales and marketing and will now oversee the BitGraphic USA business. Check out Promogram later today for a full report. Here at ASI Dallas, show attendees let loose last night at the famed ASI Gala at Eddie Dean's Ranch. With giant foam cowboy hats and lots of great barbecue, showgoers had the chance to relax and dance, right, Steve Hawk, before hitting the show floor again this morning. Check out Promogram later on today for a full video report from the gala, as well as a new ASI Dallas episode of The Joe Show. Melinda.
Thank you very much, Andy. And now we've got one of ASI's best prognosticators here, Norman Cohn, chairman of ASI. He's been looking into his crystal ball and is going to tell us some of his predictions for the industry for 2009. Norman, what are you foreseeing?
Well, let's start with 2008. This industry, in 60 years that our family and this and ASI have been involved, have only had three down years, meaning that they didn't sell more the next year than they'd sold the previous year. I believe 2008 is going to be one of those years, and that we will be down about 5%. Some people think more, but I think 5%. I think in the year 2009, that the first 9 months, we will not see any growth, but by the end of the year, we'll be back very even to what we were in 2008.
You're forecasting a strong fourth quarter then, is that right?
Definitely, for a lot of reasons. I know everybody worries about pharma, but I want to tell you, I believe in the next 18 months, pharma will be a non-issue. Right now, the giant companies think it's great that they're spending money, so they're not doing it. There are a lot of small companies, however, who want market share, and they're going to do it either normally or by finding some educational concept. So I really believe by next year, 2010, that pharma will no longer be a lack of business for our industry.
Well, thank you, Norman. I know you're also good at predicting sports teams, and your Philadelphia Phillies won the World Series last year. How about this year? Who's winning it?
Well, the Phillies, I think, should sit on their laurels and just be thrilled. I was a little disappointed, of course, that the Eagles came close. My father told me, unless you're playing horseshoes, close doesn't count. So I will predict that it unfortunately will not be a Philadelphia team either in the Super Bowl or in the World Series.
Perhaps a Texas team maybe next year.
Well, some people like the Texas team. They spend more money on talent, so we'll see what that pays off.
Thanks so much, Norman.
What about teams from New York?
Forget New York.
Oh, come on.
They have teams in New York, Andy?
Just a couple bad ones.
They have the Yankees, I think.
Oh, stop it.
Tim Andrews, you heard Norman's predictions. Any other predictions?
I think it's going to be a time when people really make a lot of good decisions, because tough times require a lot of decisions. And so I think we'll come out of 09 a lot healthier than we are today. And I think that 2010 is going to be a great year for the industry.
2010, a great year. You heard it from Tim Andrews. And Andy, I think you have a special guest you'd like to introduce now.
Cliff. If you could join us up here, Cliff Quicksell is an industry consultant, and Cliff is going to talk to us about some creative ways to market yourself. Certainly a lot of what we've talked about here over the last couple of days have been the need for creativity in distributors' businesses. So, Cliff, can you offer up some ways that distributors can increase their creative ways?
Well, I think one of the things that's most important is that distributors look at ways now that they can reinvent themselves. And when they're walking the show floor, to look not necessarily just as at the product, but how can they use that product more effectively in theme-driven campaigns that can make them successful. I often say at my seminars, I think it's important that people look at when they walk the show floor. I use the analogy that consider themselves like a chef, and that this really is a supermarket for them, and mm-hmm. they have all the ingredients at their disposal here to be very creative if they're smart about it.
Now, do you think, are you seeing people increasing their creativity, or are you thinking that it's things that people really need to work on a little more?
I think it's something that people want to do.
Right.
I think that my seminars, then when they come to see some of the creative things that have been done, they have the desire to do those type of things, but I think it's still a long way to go.
Mm-hmm. Now, some of what we've heard from various people speaking over the last few days is the need for distributors to present ideas to their clients, to not just go in with product, but to go in with, creative marketing ideas. How do you think that they can better go about doing that?
Well, I think they have to lead the way. I think it's what's important is that when they go to market, when they're going to introduce themselves or doing their calls or cold calling, they have to present themselves as a creative expert on the front end. They can't walk in with just a pen and say, I'd like to have a phone call or a conversation with you. They actually have to create something that's, if you want to call it, mind-blowing or has a wow factor, so to speak. I think that's important. I think when you can set that precedent on the front end, then people are more inclined to see you as a creative expert.
And they really have to listen to their client so they can figure out what the client wants.
Oh, I mean, if you heard the speaker this morning, he said that is very critical. If you're not leading by asking good, deep, intuitive questions, you're not a professional.
Cliff, a lot of companies that are our clients and the clients of distributors are going to be cutting back. So is this a time when distributors should be going in and asking, what did someone else used to handle that I can now handle for you, whether it's fulfillment or company stores or recognition programs for HR? I mean, is this a good time to do that kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely. At all levels, it doesn't matter when we're lean or if all of a sudden we're prospering. We should be doing that on a regular basis to look for avenues and opportunities where we can be deeply entrenched in our clients' businesses. I mean, that's one of the biggest faults that I think that a lot of people make.
Great. Well, Cliff, before we let you go, we asked some others here this morning for their crystal ball predictions. What's your prediction for the industry as 2009 moves on?
I think I'm going to have to agree with Norman that the first two, three quarters that we're going to be a little bit flat. But I believe, and I'm convinced of this, that the people that have a good, positive outlook on the way things are going to be. I mean, it only makes sense. If you're negative, then people don't want to be associated with you. But if you go in with a very high-spirited, positive attitude, that makes all the difference in the world. So I believe that we're going to have a great year, but I think it's all going to be contingent on people's their attitude.
Gotcha.
Well, good
Cliff,
point.
Thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks
great.
A lot, gentlemen.
Great.
Have
Thank
a good
you,
day.
Thanks
hey,
again,
Joe,
Cliff.
Are you out there?
Andy, I am. I'm at booth 3910 Bag Makers, and I'm with Christopher Duffy. They have a huge selection of eco-friendly bags, and he's going to tell distributors how they can sell eco-friendly products.
Thanks, Joe. Good morning, everyone. It's interesting today that eco products represent a very good sales opportunity for distributors. You know, eco is more than just a trend right now. It's actually a social lifestyle change. And our end buyers, we know, want to be part of that change. So our products here on the show floor today represent a great opportunity to let end buyers take advantage of that social lifestyle change. ASI research already shows that promotional products like apparel and bags represent great cost per impression advertising avenues. And if companies want to have that eco presentation and to set forth their own message on eco, products like those allow distributors to sell mass impressions, mass marketing, and getting a message out. That's the real core of the items that we sell.
Thanks so much, Chris.
All right, we're going to give away $20 right now. We need the audience participation to help us. We have three contestants who are going to give us their best elevator pitch, best sales pitch for their companies in 30 seconds or less. We have someone up here timing who will cut them off. We'll listen to all three, and whoever the audience thinks does the best job wins $20. First of all, we have John. You're from Stuff Tees. Where are you based?
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
All right, you ready to give your sales pitch?
Sure.
All right, the clocks are on. All right, ready?
Ready.
Go.
Hello, folks. My name is John Hill with Stuff Tees out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. I want to thank you for listening to me this morning to tell you about my product. I tell people, all my distributors, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. It's just a T-shirt, but it's what we do with that T-shirt. It is promotional packaging. We take that T-shirt after screen printing it, stuff it into a shape such as a car, a train, a truck, a heart, so forth, so on.
That's it?
Very good. Let's hear it for John. Stuff Tees. Nice job, John. Now we're going to hear from Mary. Mary, you're from Encore Etch, and where are you based?
Waxahachie.
Waxahachie. Say that three times.
Waxahachie, Texas. 25 miles south.
Okay, great. Clock's ready? All right, ready, go.
Name of our company is Encore Etch. We're in Waxahachie. We're local. We provide etch glass and crystal awards, and we have a minimum of one. We do rush without rush charge. If we don't have it, we'll source it for you. If you are looking for awards and you want to be treated like a valued customer, give us a call.
Awesome. Great
Very
job.
Good.
Right
within time. Perfect.
Let's hear it. Good job for Mary. And last, we have Brady. Brady, where are you from?
Austin.
Austin, not far away. You ready to do your 30-second pitch?
Sure.
All right. Ready, go.
Okay, I'm Brady with Fueled Films. We produce and write creative content for the web and TV. And I think what makes us different from other production companies is that we can produce national quality stuff on a local budget. It makes it viral. And people watch it because you have to be entertained if you're going to educate.
Wow, under 30 seconds.
Under 30
Let's hear it for Brady. All right, we're going to do a quick applause-o-meter. Everybody applaud if you think John gave the best elevator pitch. All right, you got some applause, John. Congratulations. Let's hear it for Mary. Oh, wow, and you got a shout-out even. That's impressive. Do you know that woman?
Yes.
All right,
do we have to discount that?
Let's hear it for Brady from Fueled Films.
Woo!
Ooh, that's kind of tough. I'm going to let our stage up here decide.
You know, can we do the last two one
All right,
more time?
We're going to do a clap Ooh. Off for Mary and Brady.
Yep.
All right, thanks for participating, John. All right. Let's all hear it for Mary. See, Mary's getting the woos. You got a lot of woo girls after you. All right, and then we have Brady.
I think the woos have it. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Mary has.
I think because Mary's you had it. The woos, Mary. You just you barely etched it up. So here's your $20. And I think you should give half of it to this woman over
That's
here.
What I'm saying.
Congratulations. Thanks for all of our contestants. I know we've written recently in Advantages magazine about creating great elevator pitches. What are some tips the audience can take away?
Well, there's a couple of points in that article in Advantages that really are important. The first is to stress service. You know, you're not necessarily just providing products, but especially for distributors, stress service and what you can do to help clients improve their marketing plans. And the second is to show enthusiasm. You know, you need to get them excited about what you're offering. So you have to show them, you know, the enthusiasm that's necessary to do that. What do you think, Rich? Do you think that people
I think
can
you
succeed
keep
with
it,
elevator pitches?
I think you having a good elevator pitch is key. You got to have maybe no more than 3 points and make them again and end hopefully in 29 seconds.
And get in, get out.
And I think you need to have your business card ready to hand to the person when you finish up so they can have
point.
Your contact info once you're finished with the elevator pitch.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yep. Hey, Joe, are you out there? Can we check in with you again on the show floor?
Sure thing, Andy. I am at booth 1713 with Renee Maxey of American Zebra Line, and she wants to sell distributors some of the hot new products that they have for 2009.
Cool.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. So what can you tell us about the American Zebra Line?
Well, we are the participants in the designer sleeve and professional bag. We brought it out last year and have done really well with this product. We were voted best new product in the Advantages show at Orlando, and we've got a great laptop and computer sleeve bag, and we have some at the booth for distributors to come by and look at. They come in three sizes, and I think they're gorgeous. They're full-color process bags, We also have some great new products for 2009 and the brochures on our table for distributors to pick up, as well as the Beverage Babe. Gentleman's Delight Beverage Babe has been a hot seller at the show, and we've got samples here to come and look at, touch and feel, grab one.
That's fantastic. Give us your booth again to make sure everyone knows where it is.
1713, right on the corner.
Fantastic.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us today. Again, that's American Zebra at booth 1713.
And congratulations for winning down in Orlando. Glad you're back in Dallas.
Thank you.
Well, there's a keynote speech going on right now, I believe. Maybe it just let out. And it was Don Hudson, who's the author, along with Ken Blanchard, of The One-Minute Entrepreneur. And I had the opportunity to interview Ken Blanchard a few months ago, and he offered me some tips on what entrepreneurs in this industry and really any industry can do. But he stresses the four P's, what he calls the four P's of entrepreneurship. It's passion, profit, people, and priorities. And, you know, we talked about passion for the elevator pitch, but that's also important. And he likes to say that unless you have people paying you for what you offer, then you just have a hobby. So
good point.
The profit aspect of it all is certainly important. And then once you grow enough to be hiring, make sure you're hiring the right people. What do you guys see as far as important things for entrepreneurs?
I think not being afraid of being wrong once in a while. Mm-hmm. You know, people are hesitant to make a decision or to do something because they're afraid they're going to make a mistake. And people make mistakes. You just have to learn from those mistakes and move on.
So being willing to take some risks.
Absolutely. You got to be a risk taker.
Mm-hmm.
And being confident in sticking with your guns, sticking with your convictions. Because there's going to be so many challenges in there. And a lot of things are not going to go the way you plan. But if you believe in it and you really do it.
And they're going to take longer than you think. You know, you always think things are going to happen really fast, and boy, it turns out that it's going to take a little longer sometimes.
Yep. So it's kind of hard to take you seriously with that thing on.
What are you talking about, Andy?
Oh, you didn't even know you had that on?
No.
No? Oh, okay, good. Well, Melinda, I think we're going to go to our game show segment.
We have a game show. We're going to test the knowledge of the industry among our audience members. I think we have the most astute-looking game show contestants we've ever had. Do you
Absolutely.
Guys agree?
Absolutely.
These guys,
they look very smart.
Definitely high caliber. So Rich is going to ask the questions. If you know the answer, you have to shout out ASI, and then he'll call on you. And if you get it right, you get a point. The person with the most points gets a prize. So let's get started, Rich. Actually, let's introduce our contestants first. Jimmy Johnson, where are you from?
Wichita Falls, Texas.
All right. And we have Craig Watson from?
Minden, Louisiana.
All right. And we've got Ben here.
From Austin.
Ben from Austin. Okay, let's go.
So, question number one, what is the name of ASI's president and CEO?
You have to say ASI if you know the answer. And here's a hint, he may be sitting on the stage.
He's present.
You know, I told you that you really have to have your name.
Oh, wait. No, we've got a last minute answer.
Tim.
Does he have a last name?
Andrews.
Andrews.
Yes.
And there he is wearing the red wig. Good job.
See, he didn't
Ben
know.
Has,
they didn't know because of the hat.
The hat fooled them.
Ben
I think
because
your name is not on the sign.
The other two can leave now.
All right, Ben has 1 point. Let's go on to the next question.
What's the number one selling apparel item in the industry? Is it A, hats, B, T-shirts, or C, sweat socks?
Yes.
T-shirts.
Is he right?
He is correct.
All right. You are on the board with 1 point.
Number three, finish the last line of this popular country song. All my blank.
All my exes.
Exes live in blank.
Up.
Texas.
All right. Ben has 2 points.
Very good.
I told you this was an astute group.
It is. On what day does ASI Radio normally broadcast its show? Is it A, Tuesday, B, Wednesday, or C, Saturday?
Craig?
Tuesday.
Yes.
Oh, we've got a radio show fan right here.
A regular fan to the show.
All right, so Ben has two, Craig has one, and Jimmy has one. It's a tight game.
Very, very much so.
Actually, on that side has two.
Ben has two.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, I'm keeping track.
Gotcha, I'm just making sure.
All right, number five, what is the number one source for new business for distributors? Is it A, cold calls, B, referrals, or C, direct mail campaigns?
Ben.
I thought I heard somebody else.
He doesn't know
now
the
Now he forgot it.
Ooh.
Time's up.
You're out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Referrals.
Referrals. Tough crowd. Craig is right. So Craig has two
Excellent.
Points.
Six, are there more male or female attendees here in ASI Dallas? Quick scan of the room, perhaps.
That's a good question.
Ben, he knew that answer right on.
No.
No.
No? No wasn't an option.
More male
or female.
You've
got to pick men or
there's
women.
There's no...
Oh, you think it's exactly 50-50?
No, no, no. There's more males.
All right. Well, you would be wrong. So, does anyone else have a guess?
Females?
Females.
Very
there's
good.
Actually about 10% more women here, so... Guys should take notice. All right, so Craig, you have 3 points. Two, and Jimmy's got one.
Mm-mm.
What do we have?
We have another question. Who was this morning's keynote speaker? Was it A, Don Hudson, B, Ken Blanchett, or C, was it Willy Wonka?
All right, well, we can rule out Willy Wonka, I think.
I think you're coaching.
I even just gave it away.
Craig?
A.
Hey, Don
yes.
Hudson.
Very good.
4 points for Craig.
So, final question.
Final question.
I think we have.
Who is the biggest apparel supplier in the industry? Is it A, American Apparel, B, Broder, or C, Vantage?
Broder.
Correct.
Yes. We have a runaway winner with Craig. Congratulations. Thanks very much for participating. And Craig, I'll bring you up for your prize.
Hey, Joe, let's check in with you on the show floor one more time. Joe? Did we lose Joe?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
We hear you.
Okay, this has never happened. We were going to talk to a supplier about Made in the USA products, and about 30 seconds ago, the Nature called, and they just left. So
Nature called,
so they left me high and dry.
Organic cotton?
So
yeah, there actually is something made out of that, but that I think you saw a notebook made out of element poop. Yes. But anyway, well, why don't we move on to a word from our sponsor.
Let's have a word from our sponsor, I Promote You.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370. That's 800-850-3370. Or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
Thank you. We're back to the ASI Internet Radio Show. And right now we want to talk about some hot markets. A lot of what people have talked about on the show floor and in education sessions have been the types of markets that distributors can go after in 2009. So the gentleman with the mohawk to my right is going to talk to us a little bit about some hot markets.
You know, I think there's a few things we need to think about in hot markets this year. First of all, education. Education is very hot. It's always a hot market, one of the top ones. But I think it's really an important one for us to sort of double down on in a tough marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
I also think there's going to be a lot of infrastructure projects going on, and the stimulus package is really going to be hitting a lot of infrastructure. So if you don't have relationships right now with big, large, earth-moving construction rental companies, I think now's the time to sort of figure those out, Andy.
Rich just passed me a note that said the adult entertainment market is actually going to be up in this year. So porn is hot, and or as Rich wrote, porn is up, unfortunately.
any hot markets members of the audience are focusing on that they're having success with right now?
Casinos, I heard.
Insurance.
Casinos and insurance is a good one.
In what area are you in, Jean? Where do you live?
Oh, I'm from West Des Moines, Iowa.
So has insurance always been a hot market for you? Or?
Yes, it has. Very good.
Great. Well, insurance is hot, according to Jean from Des Moines. Any other hot markets that people are focusing on right now?
We're also hearing that construction is going to be a
healthcare.
Big one.
Healthcare is hot.
Is I've definitely got one. Important.
The pet market. We've been writing about an advantage.
It's near and dear to your heart.
Well, I have two dachshunds myself. But it really is a big market and one that we're continuing to see growth in.
It is, absolutely. Well, before we close the show today, we wanted to show some products that we actually found, that Rich and I found on the show floor yesterday, that we thought were cool and that distributors could use in new promotions. Rich, you want to lead us off?
So, if anybody in the audience likes some bling,
that's
beautiful.
That's
bling.
Serious
that
bling
is
right
serious
there.
Bling.
All Swarovski crystals. It's internet at the TK International Group in booth 1617. They have more pens like this, with or without the chains, as well as a whole host of other office supplies. And they are ASI number 90487. And another item that I saw from Sea de France, they're a new supplier, first ASI show that they've ever exhibited. And it's, I think the packaging's really nice here. You see customized candle.
Very beautiful. Nice.
Let me smell that, Rich. Let me have that. I'm going to try it out. Keep going.
Well, I found this really cool coffee mug. It has a lid, so it can keep coffee hot. It has a lot of imprint area, obviously. The extra cool part is that it is also a coaster.
Ooh.
So dual purpose. We like that.
Transforms itself.
That comes from Sabina, which is in booth 1411. Another product that we found, which we obviously all like, is this hat.
I love my hat. Very cheery.
Tim, and we expect you to wear that throughout the day today.
No.
Are we going to see you with that?
It's an ASI red.
How many people in the audience like Tim's wig and thinks he should wear it all day today? Woo! We need some good support for that.
It's unfortunate, but you might have to be wearing that all day.
Mm, we'll see. We'll see, Andy. I'll let you wear it, Andy.
Oh, okay. I'll wear it. That comes from Vonco in booth 3423. Anything else from the crowd out there?
Any other hot products people are seeing that they want to tell us about?
It looks like they want to keep them to themselves.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Be sure to check us out at our regular time, 10:30 Eastern time, every Tuesday morning. We'd love to hear you on the air, so give us a call next Tuesday. Thanks, and have a great show.
Have a good show.